So the Rambam says, that it's not a real lav, it's just an asmachta. The Rambam said for mitzvahs in a few places, he says that it's just an asmachta. The pasuk doesn't really mean thou shalt not be like Korach. That's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk really means, you know, don't end up like Korach. I mean, that's what's going to happen if you're, it's more like an ashara, it's more like a warning, it's not really a lav. So according to the Rambam, avad machlekes is bad, but there's no lav deraisa to be over, to be machzik machlekes. And the Rambam doesn't write in Mishnah Torah. If you look at Mishnah Torah, the whole Mishnah Torah, he doesn't write anywhere that it's a lav to be over, to be massive machlekes. Ramban argues. Ramban says there is a Torah loisa savior, massive machlekes. However, the Ramban says that it's only talking about someone that challenges kahuna. Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah, he says it's only someone who challenges kahuna. And the Mashal of Korach was challenging Aaron HaKohen, was challenging the Nesias of the Kohanim and the Levim, and therefore that's included in the law. Rabbi Yoina is a third chita by the most machmir in Shari Tshuva. He says that every machlokes is included in the law. The law of Loite Korach HaKadosai is not just Korach, it's not just Kahuna, it's anyone who's maxim machlokes. It's over a lot. The Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras Loshon, he holds, he seems to go like the Shara Chu, like Rabbi Yoina, that Avada is an Issa Deraisa and stuff like this. Okay, so I want to just focus on one question. There's a sefer called Orla Torah that asks a question on the Ramban. The Ramban says that the lav of Loitik Kikarev Chadosai is only when you're challenging Kuhuna. Frektim Orla Torah, Frektim Pella, because what's the source, what's the pasuk that the Gemara learns out, the Issa of Maxim Achlekis? The Gemara doesn't learn it out from Korach. It learns it out because Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dasan and Aviram to stop his machlekes. So it's almost like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be machzik machlekes. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fighting against Kahuna. So ask the Moral Torah, if we're learning out from Moshe Rabbeinu that his machlekes was against Dasan and Aviram, wasn't against Kahuna. So Lachar, this should be a makar. If the problem was just that you can't start up with Kahuna, so Korach is the one that has to stop the machlekes. But the Gemara is learning it out from Moshe Rabbeinu that he went to Dasan and Aviram to stop machlekes. So, frekta moral Torah, how could the Ramban say that it's only when you're starting up with kahuna?
Unless they're
connected. I mean, it becomes, once the machlekes is about kahuna, like that tightens up the whole machlekes? What do you mean?
Maybe that's probably said. Maybe.
Moshe was defending kahuna.
No. I mean, maybe Kairach's whole thing.
But according to the Ramban, does Moshe have a few deraisa to stop the machlekes? The Ramban holds it's only deraisa if you're starting up against kahuna or against malchus.
To stop it or
to not be machzik, right?
That's saying Moshe is stopping.
No, really.
He's
doing an act. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dasan and Aviram to try to do an act to not be machzik the machlekes.
Right.
Was he, according to the Ramban, was he mechuyev to do that? I mean, deraisa. Because his machlokes was not against, Moshe Rabbeinu was okay, he wasn't arguing against kahuna. He wasn't arguing, his machlokes wasn't against. That's the more ulterior question.
It says here, on the second page, it says that he wasn't mechuyev to stop Moshe, but he did that chassidut, just not because they were tzaddikim or anything like that. He knew they were rishayim, but wanted to do shalom to Machane Israel.
But okay, fine, but then the Ramban
hold that side.
Blue camera, let's say?
I'm saying you can't say, oh yeah, we're all right, everything is okay. No, no, you just went to try to make peace, not to agree with them. And also, he didn't have to. I mean, that's chassidut.
So, but if it just means the chassidus, then you can't learn out from here that it's like the Ramban. It's not the Ramban's fact. He's saying that it's a doraisa, it's a lot.
Yeah, he says, shelo yeke koch v'kadato. So, koch v'adato, what was their problem? That they went against the kihuna. That's the law, that's it.
Yeah.
Not every machloket, if somebody called a mishu, the
okay. Okay, so but
kihuna is from Hashem.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's from Hashem.
Okay, so that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says that it's only when you're up against kahuna. And the Ma'arlo Torah is asking, so if so, how can we learn this out from Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says a chiddush. The Ma'arlo Torah says that there's two dinim. Like Reb Chaim, say dinim. There's one thing called creating a new machlokes. Creating a new machlokes is learned out from Lo Yek Korach V'Chadasai. Look at the Gemara. I don't know how he gets it from the Gemara, but he says there's one din of Lo Yek Korach, that's to create a new machlokes. Korach started, he initiated. initiating the machlekes is one thing. And then there's another thing of being machzik b'machlekes. So he says to initiate a machlekes is... What? Kadosai. Well, Elo Yekikare. I'm just saying the Gemara doesn't...
They didn't start it.
Both.
Oh, the Korach is the starting. No, I think the Machzik is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did he go to Dasan Aviro?
Because you see, they also, and then you can instigate both, but whatever, you could keep it going two ways. You either join
them. Okay. So he says that when the Ramban says that the lav is only Nichlal if you're attacking Kahuna, that's the lav of Lo Tikka Korach, which is where you're initiating. To initiate a Machlekes is only a problem when you're starting a rebellion. When you're starting a rebellion against authority, against the legitimate authority. But there's another problem called the machzik machlekes. The machzik machlekes is that once there is a machlekes, no matter what it is, even if it's a smaller thing, you should try to stop it as much as possible. And this is not only when it's a big rebellion against Kuhuna, this is even when it's a small thing. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not stopping, for him to continue the machlekes would not be a rebellion, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was not rebelling against Kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was just, so to speak, arguing with Dasan and Avir and Mutara, which is a small machlekes. And still he wanted to make peace. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make peace with the bad guy. So if he wanted to make peace with the bad guy, we see from here that any machlekes, even if it's not a major rebellion against Kahuna, there's a mitzvah to not be machzik machlekes. And that the Ramban will agree is even when it's, could agree at least that it's not even when it's not against the Kahuna. Okay, so those are the two dinim. Now, what if the person that you're making a machlekes is a Rasha? Are you allowed to hold on to a machlekes against the Rasha? Is there a lav to be machzik the machlekes against the Rasha? And Chor Dasan and Avirim were Rishayim. For learning out from that Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to make peace with Dasan and Avirim, Chor de Rishayim. It would be mashma that the Isra of Machzik, the Chiyah of Machzik Machlek is the Isra of Machlek is in
Be Rishayim. Maybe they weren't Rishayim.
Maybe they weren't Rishayim. What?
It's not necessarily to make peace, it's just to kill the Machloket.
Okay. Oh.
Make peace is a different story.
Okay, so the
Tapet Chaim says that you have to do machloket out of
Vavara. Yeah, okay, so very good. So this is the answer. This is the important one. This is what the Sefer Moral Torah says, and it's Pashat. That there's something called opposing evil, something called the Rishos, the Deah Kozevet, that Avada, there's no Isra Machzik B'machlekes against the evil itself.
You have to do the
mitzvah. Right, it's a mitzvah, right. But so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Moshe Rabbeinu was but no, he wasn't making peace with the sheker, with the evil. He was making peace with the on a personal level.
When has that personal ever succeeded? Hostility.
When has that ever succeeded?
You think you're absolutely wrong. You're all bad. But I'm telling you, I love you.
Okay.
No, wait, what does it mean, Bakla? Telling the guy, I think everything you're doing is evil and terrible. Right? Because I can't be masking to you, right? But. So how are you going to stop the machlekes? Meaning, it's not shy of the...
They were cholek on him, on Moshe Da'on. Who started the machlekes? Only
so when he
one
went,
side.
When he went, what did he say?
Just relax, guys, relax, stop it. Just stop. Listen, we disagree, great, just stop the machlekes.
I think the main thing is, you could only do things that are necessary. You have to stay focused on the goal. You have to stay focused on the goal, which is to eradicate the Deah Kozevet, or the evil, and not to just have personal hostility. That's the important. Has it ever happened? Yes, meaning if you stay focused on the goal and you limit the fighting to what's needed, what's necessary to eradicate the evil, but not more than that.
It's not personal.
Right, right. Then that's right. Right.
Not really trying to pacify
him
for him.
Right. So it comes out that, and that's all included in the Isra Machlekes. Now, the Isra Machlekes could even be if the person you're arguing with is a Rasha, but if your maximum Machlekes is more than what's needed to fight the evil itself, if you start just getting into a personal fight, that's included in the Isra Machlekes. That's what we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was in a fight with Dasan and Aviram. And Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to make peace with Dasan and Aviram. What does that mean? They were Rishonim. They were wrong. But he still wanted to make peace with them. L'chara the pshat is because what's more than needed to eradicate the evil is asur. So it says over here, Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz says, what's a litmus test to know if you're L'shem Shemayim or if you're not L'shem Shemayim?
Personal gain.
It makes you angry.
Personal gain, it makes you angry.
It's like this guy.
Okay.
No, that's
that takes a long time to figure out.
If it makes you angry, it could be good.
No, right. That it shows it's personal.
Right.
You're saying if it makes you angry,
that's a
similar,
yeah.
Right.
So, Rabbi Yosef says the litmus test is if outside of the issue being debated, do the people love each other? Meaning, if when you're debating the issue, it could make you angry. But if outside of the issue being debated, in other unrelated matters, if you love each other, that means that it's L'shem Shemayim. But if the machlokes makes hatred between the people that exists even outside of the issue being debated, that means it's not L'shem Shemayim. This is what Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz says.
Does it have to be personal also? Or,
then it's not personal.
I'm saying, at the time, you have to
Yeah.
I mean, you could. That it's not really personal. Not personal. You know.
Burn his farm.
We don't realize this. The makar for Emasi Machlokes is not from. It's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Dasan and Aviram to make peace. That's the makar for Emasi Machlokes. That means even the other one was 100%. Dasan and Aviram were 100% wrong, and they were Rishoyim, and still Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to make. And that's the makar in the Gemara for Emasi Machlokes, because that's really the idea. And the idea is that even though when it comes to the issue at hand, you're not supposed to give up. When it comes to the people, when it comes to, you know, outside, I say he's a fellow Yid, and a fellow Yid, you make peace with. Okay.
Because they're a fellow Yid?
I don't know if there's a mitzvah for a non-Jew.
That's your starting point, that you love. Obviously, that's your starting point. Okay. But it's not a guy.